Have you ever fallen asleep for something important? 312-946-4995. I did a really bad one. I'll tell you about that in a second. But Thomas Rhett and his wife, Lauren, recently, a little bit ago, I've been holding on to this story because I thought it was so funny. And since he's in town on Friday at the United Center, Jen, did you see the story about how his wife fell asleep?
Oh, I missed that one. And I follow him on Instagram.
Yeah. And he posted it on Instagram. That's how we all saw it because they were supposed to have this date night. And I get it. They got like a million kids, but they were on their way to date night. And she just fell asleep in the car. That's it. She was out cold.
Oh, my gosh.
And he was, like, videotaping her. And I was like, you know what? No one's mad at her for that.
No.
The tired mom falling asleep on the way to date night? Totally get it.
Totally get it.
I accidentally fell asleep when I was supposed to go on a date.
That's not good.
No, yeah. It was like, obviously, I'm married now, so it's been a while. But it made it so much worse because she was a young single mom. She got a babysitter for the kid. And I was doing a morning show at the time. So, like, I was up at 3 a.m., thought I could take a nap and be fine, and I passed out and didn't wake up until, like, you know, midnight or something like that. And I felt so bad because I, you know, she had gotten a babysitter and the whole thing. I was like, oh, my God, I'm the worst human ever.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
She doesn't get a lot of chances like that.
Right. I know that. And that's why I felt so freaking bad.
Yes. Oh.
Well, we did go out again. I tried to make it up to her. We didn't date after that. But yes, I did. And I even offered to pay for the babysitter.
Oh, well, that was nice.
I knew I messed up. Let's all be like, I knew what I did. Okay.
Right.
Anyways, that was my I fell asleep when I was supposed to be doing something else story. What's yours? Let's do that, huh? What were you supposed to go to, but you fell asleep? Let's start with Kat and Schomburg.
Court date.
You fell asleep on a court date, okay? And what was this court date for?
It was just like a divorce. Like, I had a lawyer and everything, but I had the flu, and I totally missed my court date.
Gotcha. Any repercussions from that? Or did you just reschedule?
No, they just rescheduled.
That is good. But yeah, it's definitely an important thing not to miss. Thank you so much for calling. All right, Kristen Westmont, where were you supposed to go, but you fell asleep?
Okay, well, I wasn't supposed to go anywhere. It was a phone interview. I scheduled it for the morning, and I slept through my alarms. Like,
oh,
I rolled over and I turned them off, and I completely, like, forgot. I was just sleeping.
It was a job interview?
And yeah, it was for a job interview. They called me, like, three times, and each time I kept, you know, I thought it was, like, a creditor or a scam call or something. So I eventually picked up the phone and I yelled at them. I was like, why are you calling me? And I just like let them have it. And they were like, this is your interview. And I was like, oh my God.
So you didn't get that job, did you?
I did not get that job. And I think I'm on a no hire list because I tried applying
blacklisted. That's pretty funny. Awesome. Thank you for calling.
Good boys and girls.